You're a science girl. You like sciencey things.
I do.
So I have a science quiz for you. Two truths and a lie. So two of these are true. One of them is a lie. So you got to guess.
I love it. I love these kind of games.
You got to guess the sciencey two truths and a lie.
Okay.
Which of the following medical breakthroughs not credited with having saved a billion lives?
Okay.
Vaccines, blood transfusions, or drones?
Did not save a billion lives.
Right.
Blood transfusions.
No, drones was the easy answer to that. Vaccines and blood transfusions both attributed.
Oh, I thought this was a trick question. Like, you were going to tell me, like, they use drones.
No, I don't trick you. No.
No, I thought you were going to say, like, they use drones to go into war-torn areas and find people who were bombed that nobody could find, and they saved lives by finding their bodies or something. I thought you were going to tell me something like that. Because I was like, drones is the obvious answer.
Right.
There has to be a twist here.
No, see, I don't do twists. I do real things. So you all got that one wrong.
Well, no, drones is the obvious answer. I mean, so are all these going to be obvious?
No, I don't know. Just
fine.
Figure it out. Choose the untruth here. Okay, you have to choose the untruth.
I don't like this already.
The first animal to be cloned was a dog. Aspirin was developed in the 19th century. The first blood bank in the U.S. was located in Chicago.
It was not a dog. It was a sheep. That's the one that's wrong. Dolly
the
sheep.
Very good. Dolly, you even knew her name.
Please. Dolly's famous.
They
named after Dolly Parton. Of course she's famous.
Is that where they got her name from?
I think so, yeah.
I wonder what happened to her.
Who, Dolly Parton or the sheep?
The sheep. I wonder if the sheep is still alive.
I don't know. How long do sheep live?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if the sheep died because of sheep dye things or sheep died because it was cloned.
No, sheep dye things. Dolly the sheep may still be alive. Now I need to Google Dolly the sheep because I need to know what happened to her. Oh, wait. Sorry. Dolly did die.
Did she die because she was cloned, or did she die of sheep dye things?
She had a sheep dye thing. She had a regular pulmonary edema that sheep seemed to get. But listen, interestingly enough, a life expectancy of this type of sheep is 11 years, and she lived about 7.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with her being cloned. She died of a sheep dye thing. And what's interesting is they preserved her via taxidermy, and she's on display at the National Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh. So poor Dolly is still.
So actually, still Dolly
there.
Is still around.
She's still around.
Which of these advancements not introduced in the 21st century?
Okay.
3D printing, augmented reality, or the World Wide Web?
Well, I think the World Wide Web was the 20th century.
Very good. It was invented in 1989 by Sir Tim Berners-Lee. Did not know that.
Sir Tim Webb.
Sir Tim Webb, yes. I thought it was the other guy that ran for president. Al Sharpton, or whatever.
Al Sharpton.
Al Gore. Did Al Gore not invent the World Wide Web?
Al Gore claims that he invented the internet, but I don't know.
Pick the lie.
Okay.
The first successful kidney transplant occurred in 1952.
Okay.
Laser tattoo removal was developed in 1988. The smallpox vaccine was introduced in 1789.
I think the smallpox vaccine was later.
Than 1789?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
It was 1799.
Oh, I thought it was even in the 1800s. Okay.
Well, it takes a long time for the word to get out. And they didn't have cell phones back then. So people were still dying of it and they didn't know there was a vaccine. By Benjamin Waterhouse. He's the guy who actually made that.
Interesting. I wonder if he's related to Suki Waterhouse. you know, the model who dated Bradley Cooper. Anyway, go ahead, move on.
I bet they are. That's not okay. Which truth is nothing but a falsehood?
Okay.
Vaccines helped eliminate measles in the year 2000.
Right.
There are 14 different vaccines recommended for children. The first vaccine mandate in schools occurred in 1920.
Oh, wow. That's tough. Now, when you say the first vaccine mandate, you mean for the MMR stuff?
The first vaccine mandate. No, because you have to have vaccines before you go to school.
Yeah, I know. I know. So the right. That's what I'm saying for the MMR stuff.
Yes.
So what year are you saying?
1920. Vaccine.
I think it was early. I think that's the one that's wrong. So I think it was even earlier than that.
I would think measles were before 2000. Okay, we'll go with the 1920. Very good. It was 1855. You remember.
I was there. I know. I went to school one day and they were like, you got to be vaccinated. I was like, for what?
You're a vampire. You know these things. Which of these, quote, facts is nothing but?
Okay.
The first spacecraft to make contact with the moon was Lunar 2.
Okay.
Apollo 13 was the first ship to bring humans to the moon. And okay. Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon. None of these are facts, by the way, because we've never been to the moon. But all of these are false. But the first spacecraft to make contact with the moon, Luna 2, Apollo 13, the first ship, Neil Armstrong was the first man. So we know that.
Yeah, that part we do know. So what was the second one?
Lunar 2 was the first spacecraft to make contact with the moon. Or Apollo 13 was the first ship to bring humans to the moon.
Oh, you know, I don't know any moon stuff. That's the one.
It's all fake.
What? Right. None of it happened.
I'm gonna say the Neil Armstrong thing. No, and I'm wrong. Apollo 11 landed humans on the moon.
Okay. All right.
Not 13. Huh. We should have known that. They wouldn't have done a third. I wonder if they did an Apollo 13.
Well, no, there was an Apollo 13, but first it was an 11 because you see numbers go in order.
No, but I don't think I want to be on Apollo 13. There's not a 13th floor in your building.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, there isn't actually. Yeah, because it's unlucky. Right, right.
It's unlucky. So I don't know if I want to be on Apollo 13 if that's going to like take me to space.
But they're scientists, so they're not superstitious. So the number 13 means nothing to them. It's just a number.
I know, but it's still unlucky.
Well, that's you. You're not a scientist. Astronauts and scientists don't believe that.
They build freaking buildings with 12, 14.
Because they don't want idiots like you not wanting to live there because there's a 13th floor. Believe me, it's the weirdest thing when I go to a building and there's a 13th floor. There's very few of them in New York City. And think about how many buildings are in New York City.
Do the people on the 14th floor know that it's actually the 13th floor?
Well, they might say that the 12th floor is really the 13th floor.
No, because it would go 11, 12... 13, 14. So 14.
No, but a lot of buildings have a lobby. Our lobby has apartments. So technically the lobby is really the first floor because there's actually just as many apartments on the lobby level as there are on the first floor level. It's very confusing in a lot of these buildings.